Welkom allemaal bij This Xbox Live. Ik ben Esben, aka Sol1608, en dit is aflevering 81. Naast mij zit dus als gewoonlijk Brun. Zeg maar hallo.
Hallo.
En Kyle. Say hello.
This Xbox Live has no legal obligations to anything that you're saying right now, because I have no idea what you're saying, but hello, everybody.
I know what he said. He said, hello and welcome to this Xbox Live. I'm Soul Assassin, and my favorite host is Brun. Say hi, Brun. Okay.
You want to translate
pretty
it
much,
that way?
More or less.
You're welcome to. But as everybody can notice, we've got Soul Assassin 808 on the show. Glad to have you on, buddy.
Hey, welcome.
So, well, thank you. Go ahead and tell us, you've got a quite long list of games that you've been playing this week, so go ahead and take the next 30 minutes to talk about it.
You got to mention that, Wing and Presar, because I want to use their names, are not here this week. Wing will be back next week, and hopefully Presar as well, so it's been a couple weeks without them, so. All right, sorry. Now you can continue with your long list.
I got a very long list, just like last time. Because I remember last time I was waiting for a game, and that was a very long list. But now that I got that game, it's a very short one, actually. The only thing I've been playing is Battlefield Bad Company 2. So I guess we'll talk about that a little later. Or you want to talk about that now?
I'll have you answer one question, and then we'll let Kyle do his thing. But I want Kyle to guess. I'll tell you, Kyle, I'm a level 2, almost a level 3. Would you like to guess what Soul Assassin's rank is, or level?
All right, so we got to factor in that Europe got it a day later, and we also have to factor in that today's Friday. So he's had 48 hours of total playtime. I'm going to guess... Since you're level 3, I'm going to guess 17.
Close, but you can guess again a little higher this time.
All right, 21.
Almost.
You're getting closer.
23.
23.
What's the level cap?
50.
50.
Oh. So you're not even halfway there. The game's been out for 2 days. What's your problem?
Yeah. It's only going to be – the next one's not going to be coming out for at least 2.5 years. You know, you have plenty of time to get to 50. But if you want to do it and before the weekend's over, I understand. Jeez. He said that, and I was sitting there thinking maybe he was like 12 to 15. He said, what, 22 tonight?
And you. That's what I started out with. Yeah. I ranked up once.
And I can't really say what came out of my mouth on the show, but it was kind of like, you've got to be something kidding me. But, all right. Sorry. Yeah, we'll talk about Bad Company here in a little bit. But.
All right.
Bad Company. Well, I'm assuming you're done. That's your long list, right?
Yeah, that was my very long list.
So, all right. Well... I've got a 3 times larger list than you do of games. I beat Dante's, and that was pretty fun. I beat Borderlands DLC. Not completely done with it. I've still got some quests to mop up, but definitely a shout out to my comrade that's not here, Wingman, and also another comrade of mine, Comrade92, for helping me through the DLC. And, I think Dolphin was there and helped us with Cromerax. And so I don't know if you just get lucky or what, but we tried a couple times. We followed your video. We did everything that you did. And, you know, Wingman, myself, and Dolphin were like, I don't know how he did it on his first go-through. So we just think you got lucky or something. But we ended up beating him, and we used your strategy, and it worked for the most part. But it wasn't as, let's say, perfect as your YouTube video showed. So, but I've only got one more achievement left in Borderlands, which is clean up all the quests. So that's good. And then I went over to a friend's house and just got dominated in FIFA last night. So that was pretty awesome. Other than that, that's it. I think I'm gonna mail back Armia too, so sorry, Gabbers, but I just can't bring myself to play that game. So I'll be mailing back, hopefully Dante's Monday, and I'll have Armia 2 in the mail. And I think it's a step closer to my easing my addiction because I'm mailing back a game that I have 5 gamer score in. I don't know when the last time I've done that. So there you go.
All right.
But Bren, take it away.
All right. Well, for one, I'm about 40 something points, 40 or 50 points away from 20,000, I think, gamer score, which,
Woohoo!
yep. Yeah, I got 33. I need 33. So, but to get me up that high, I played with Gabbers and my buddy Aaron from work and played ODST on Legendary. So finally beat through went through that, beat it. I like the game. So I have some multiplayer stuff to do, but I think on Tuesday, so everybody that for the couple people that wrote about playing ODST, I shot out the invites for the people. I think Gabber sent me a message and stuff like that. So this time, I think on Tuesday, we're going to start Halo 3 from the beginning and play it on Legendary all the way through, as well as go for all the skulls. I have some of them, but not all of them. So that's going to be on Tuesday. And so between that, ODST, I started playing Bad Company 2. Haven't even touched the single player. I've been multiplayer only, and like I said, I'm only a level going on a level 3. I have to sleep, work, and do other things that I think Soul Assassin doesn't have to do. But yeah, that's all I've been playing. So, and even, Friday Night Life is kind of next. It was Soul, myself, and Gabbers playing Friday Night Life. Ace 11 was coming on at the end, but I was kind of jumping off to get down here because this week we actually do have a friends list. So I had to get that ready, but we did all right. It was fun. I got kind of mad at a couple snipers, but then there's this one time where I think the same guy just kept going back to the same spot. I didn't even move my cursor from where I was shooting from. I'd just see his head pop in there and I'd pull the trigger and get a headshot, so. But pretty fun. And I think we'll be going more into it when we hit the first topic, which I think is now.
Right now,
Yeah.
and it's you.
Oh yeah, it's kind of, well, it's not all of us 'cause Kyle hasn't played it yet. I know Souls play you've played first the single player too as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I
Okay,
did.
so you can talk a little more about that. I haven't, so but
Well,
my
but if I think I know what you're talking about, it's if you've played any dice game, you pretty much are aware that this is going to happen. So,
Oh yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
the main
pretty
thing
much.
real quick, Bad Company 2, I like it. It looks pretty. It's Bad Company, or I mean it's a Battlefield game. I heard the single player from Mirage is pretty short. You can bet, I think 3 hours maybe to beat it. In my opinion, I buy Battlefield for the multiplayer, so a 3 hour campaign is, I think, perfect in my mind. But I to go in
Way
about the
too short.
game, yeah, well, for, yeah, but like I said, I buy it for the multiplayer. But as far as the game itself, like I said, it's I'm enjoying it. The locks are done differently this time. I could play any kit and get points and unlock any weapon and unlock sniper weapons and things like that. But this time, you actually have to score points as a sniper to unlock sniper. So that's a little different. But the big thing I wanted to talk about, and I'll let Soul talk about what he thinks about the game here in a little bit, but is the server issues. I had high hopes that this would be the first EA game of late.
First mistake. First mistake.
First DICE slash EA game that would not have server first issues. Mistake. Seeing that we've had a demo and all that fun stuff.
Didn't but, stop it with 1943.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But here is my experience day one. Jumped on. So I just heard music. I jumped online. Gabber sent me a message. I got on with him and two of his buddies. We popped into the game. I think I got killed twice, and I was getting ready to take a set a charge, and right when I set a charge, the whole screen went black, and all four of us got kicked out to the dashboard. It was Mirage. Mirage was on there, too. I think that's who I jumped on with, but, you know, I got kicked straight out to the dashboard, or lost connection. Wait, sorry, guys. My first one is at lost connection. I was playing with Gabbers. And it went down for about 10, 15 minutes. And then some of us could get on, some of us couldn't, so on and so forth. And that pretty much wrapped up the night. the next day I played ODST. I got on, I got on with Mirage a little bit. And as soon as I got in there, about 20 seconds after spawning, screen went black, went straight to the dashboard. And then Wing couldn't connect with us to play. Trying to think of the other things that happened. I think that's about it on my side. And what would you have today, Soul?
Yeah, I'm getting that. Sometimes I'm getting like random disconnects where it just throws me out of the game, says that I lost connection.
But well, won't you? What do you think about the game, real quick, before I keep going?
Because well. Single players, it's good. I don't know. A lot of people want to compare Modern Warfare 2. I'm just not going to do it this time. Because I don't really like people comparing the games because they're totally different games.
Yeah, I was going to say, how can you compare those two games?
Yeah. So single player was fun. It wasn't as short as you heard, though. It took me about 6 hours on the medium difficulty.
Oh, okay.
So, it's easy for achievements. I don't even think you have to beat it on normal. You can beat it on easy all the way through, and just the last level on hard. And the last level is like one that takes 5 minutes, and you have a 90% chance of not dying. So it's like the easiest mission out of the game. And there's only achievement for that, finishing it on hard. You don't have to finish the whole campaign on hard. So.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Yeah. Can you get 1,000 out of it, or...?
The hardest thing I've seen so far is knifing 5 friends. Just getting a friend on the other team and knifing him. Well, getting him on the other team is going to be the hardest part.
Are you sure? Because usually I start in a squad with my friends, and then the next match they're on the other team.
Really? I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I knifed one friend. It was Mirage. We were sniping, trying to find each other. He goes, it's kind of funny, we're trying to kill each other this whole time. And I go, you know, we're sitting there talking. I'm like, oh, I'm like, hold on, I'll take your dog tag. And stabbed him. So, but yeah, I have one friend stabbed. It's a knife kill.
Yeah. The only things I still need for achievements is a couple of single player things, like all the boxes that you have to blow up, satellite uplinks.
Mm-hmm.
I have to blow up 20 buildings. Or something like that. I have to get 20 building kills in multiplayer still. That's about it. I got like good 800 or something on it now.
Wow.
875. So they're easy achievements, but the game itself, very good. I like it a lot better than the first one. I like that they lowered the amount of shots it takes to drop someone, because that was a little annoying in the first one. Took you like 2 clips to kill someone.
Yeah, that I mean, and then what happened is they would always end up killing you when you're reloading.
Yeah, if they used a sniper and quickscope you one shot.
Yeah. But that's cool. I mean, I posted on the site about the connection problems. That's the biggest downfall so far, but hopefully it should be getting better. I was nervous the first day. I'm like, oh, we're having issues. And I was like, Europe doesn't even have this yet. And then the next day I was like, boom. I was like, okay, well, it'll straighten out. So a lot of people said they didn't have any issues. Some of them saying, you know, let's see, Mirage 8531. I don't want to get back to the blah, blah, blah. Yeah, a couple people, like, I'm the one, I had some issues. You finally wrote, you know, you had some issues. Wing had issues connecting to friends. It's just unfortunate. Some other people had some issues connecting to friends, but hopefully it gets cleared up and straightened out here shortly, which I'm imagining it will. It's just like Kyle was saying, you know, that's my first mistake, is assuming that everything's going to work.
Yeah, but I'm surprised that I didn't see any lag, because I was expecting major lag.
Yeah.
Once you get into a server and you stay in, it plays great.
Yeah. Yep. So, but that's all I had. I just wanted to cover server issues. Let's kind of rattle off everything that's going on and kind of hit the game a little bit. There's really not much more to say. It's Battlefield. So, but I'll let you take the largest story of the week, or the very interesting thing of the week. So.
Yeah. So, probably most of you already read about this, heard about it. Two of the main guys over at Infinity Ward got fired. So everybody was talking about that. So thought we start discussing that as well. So basically, in short, what happened, as far as what I got, what I heard about it, was that they were fired for a breach of their contract, blah, 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 blah. They were asking for, let's see, a credit of compensation for all the great games that they made. And Activision was like, no, we're keeping our money.
Yeah. So, and I've heard in, like, a couple things like insubordination, stuff like that, but they're actually suing Activision right now, so.
Yeah.
And then, didn't you say, like, Infinity Ward's not going to be making?
Yeah, it said in this article that I read that the Call of Duty is going to be moved on to another studio. Here, Activision Blizzard then announced it would have a different studio working on Call of Duty games.
Yeah.
So.
And my first comment for that was, good. I guess I won't be buying any more Call of Duty. And maybe I don't have to buy any Activision. I've kind of already hinted or stressed on my dislike for, man, what's his name?
Bobby Kotick.
Oh, it starts with a B. I was going to say stupid. Yeah, that guy. He's an idiot. I'm surprised, you know, he's got the job for some reason. You know, maybe he can run a company or something like that. I don't know. Run it into the dirt, but he just is, I don't know. He just strikes me the wrong way. And it's just games, you know what I mean? I don't know why it bugs me so much. It's like, you know, it's like having a bad president or something like that. It's just drives me completely insane about how the stupid things that he's doing, and everything he said that comes out of his mouth just makes me want to punch him in the face. But hopefully, I know some people might not feel that way, but I apologize. It's kind of my opinion. But
I mean, I've been trying to keep track of what exactly is going on, but I thought I read somewhere that they were actually due like a bonus if Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 did so well, you know, they got I'm assuming they would get some type of kickback or bonus. I mean, we've seen it with Rock Band. You know, I'm imagining that something would like that would be in place for Infinity Ward as well. And they might, Activision might have said, you see it a lot in just the, you know, a couple days ago with NFL is that players are getting roster bonuses and they end up getting cut right before their roster bonus happens. I mean, not exactly the same thing, but it could be similar, I guess.
All right.
But I didn't know if it was actually bonuses or if they were just looking for some type of compensation after they got wrongfully terminated.
Well, I'm just, you know, Infinity Ward is one of their biggest moneymakers, you know, with the Call of Duty series. And then Activision does own Blizzard, even though Blizzard still makes their own rules. But as soon as Activision steps in and starts making Blizzard do things, the company's just going to fall apart. And it's kind of funny. You just sent a link to a picture of him. And I just would love to make that guy eat that guitar. Just shove it down his throat. But,
well,
but
my question to you is that if Treyarch or whoever made the next Call of Duty game and they said Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, would the general public know if this is really kind of the same game that they're getting like from an Infinity Ward, or do you think it's almost like, oh, as long as it has the Modern Warfare tag on it, it will still sell?
Oh, they'll buy it just because it says Modern Warfare. I know myself personally, I buy the Infinity Ward version.
Yeah, this will probably be the end of me playing Call of Duty games because I didn't play. I rented Call of Duty World at War, and my brother ended up buying it from me, so I never really got to play it all that much. The best part of it was Kiefer Sutherland had a voice in there. Hmm. But, I mean, I doubt that – I mean, I'll definitely follow Infinity Ward wherever they go, but Call of Duty games are never going to be the same. And I bet EA is probably like, you know what, Infinity Ward? Come make our Medal of Honor games. And
well,
instantly,
it's just two guys that got fired. They still have the studio.
Yeah.
Well, those two guys could lead the, you know, the Medal of Honor series. That's what I'm saying.
True.
And there have I of course this is complete rumor, but I have heard the whole studio is thinking about moving to EA.
Which it's kind of funny because it's. The original Medal of Honor guys is Infinity Ward, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
So they'd be going back. To me, it sounds like Infinity Ward has had bad luck with big companies like EA and Activision. They need to go on their own. They need to do something very similar that like Bungie, you know, be on their own and make great games and stuff like that, but...
Well, but Bungie has not released a game that wasn't published by Microsoft.
And they probably won't for a while, but at least they get to do their own IP and they get to make
their
own roles. Yeah,
but who's going to publish it? They're not going to publish it themselves.
No, Microsoft will still publish their games. Microsoft gets first rights on publishing, but that's just a publisher. I mean, you know, with Halo before they split, you know, Microsoft was pretty much making the rules. They're saying you're going to make Halo and you're going to work on Halo 1, 2, and 3 and blah, 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 blah. So Halo Reach will be the last Bungie-made Halo that you're going to see. And I really doubt if you're ever going to see one ever again from them. So, but Microsoft will still make them.
Yeah, Microsoft will cash that in. For sure.
But that's the bad part about it is when you think Halo, you think – you know, Bungie. And Halo Wars was great, though. I loved Halo Wars. It was Ensemble, which is no longer together. So,
which is also axed by Microsoft.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I feel bad for the guys that got fired. I mean, if it's something that they did and they deserve to be fired, which we don't know the full story behind it, you know, sorry that whatever you did got you fired, but sorry, you just don't bite the hand that feeds you. So, you know, Infinity Ward now, and what is it? It's going to be Blizzard next. You know, hurry up and push out StarCraft 2 and make everybody mad. So, but I don't know. I'm curious on what everybody thinks. We have stories out there on the site as well. I don't know if we got any responses on that, but I'll check real quick. We have anything else on the Activision stuff you guys want to cover? Or?
Nothing no. that I can think of.
Nothing you can think of. Let's see, or somebody is wondering if they're still alternating developers with the COD titles. I do know that they mentioned somebody knew about making the COD franchise, but the thing is it the every year it's going to be the same studio, or is it still going to alternate except for Infinity Ward's turn would be done by somebody else? Is that how it is?
Yeah, I'm guessing so.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and BillyJack77 says this was all because they didn't want to make COD games anymore. So, but we'll see. See how that goes.
It's another thing. They did talk about that they wanted to make other games than Call of Duty.
Yeah. I mean, every developer does. I mean, it's like I said, it's a Bungie scenario. They want to make other games, but the other people just hold them down, so... But before we move on, do you guys see where GameStop posted that 250 gig hard drive for $130?
I didn't see it, but
yeah. That's not horrible. I mean,
I don't think it's bad at all when the 120 was almost $200 when it first came out. I mean, at least at that point, it's under 50 cents a gig or something like that.
So that means you're going to get it?
If it's true, I'll be getting it, yeah. I think that right there is worth it at least. So, not the 120, you know. But, sorry, I delay. before we go to our friends list, which we have a nice large one because everybody came through. I had this, I was thinking today, I was kind of like achievements and things like that because I was coming up on the 20,000 mark. And I wanted to ask, you know, you guys, and maybe this is something Wing and Rob can answer when they get back next week, but Kyle and you have a lot of achievements and stuff. But achievement themselves, should Microsoft keep them exactly the way they are, or should we change things, or should they change things up a little bit? What's your first answer to that?
I'd say keep them the same.
You say keep them the same, Kyle?
I would say keep them the same as well, but I would issue a maybe like a just kind of remind the developers that there needs to be some moderation in some of these achievements nowadays that are just getting ridiculous. Hint, hint, epic, hint, hint. but for the most part, yeah, I would keep them the same.
They need to be achievements and they need to be achievable.
Yeah, I agree with maybe, I don't want to say making it, just to make this simple, make it easier to get achievements. But my main thought behind it is the point value. The whole point of a thousand gamer score, you know what I mean? The more I hear about like the Sony's like trophies and stuff like that, I want a mix between achievements and trophies. I really would like to see like levels. And if you want to assign points, that's fine. But if you assign points, you have to have a limit, and that's where the 1,000 comes in. I say you get rid of the points and you transfer it into something else to where it doesn't look like 200 out of 1,000. You know what I mean? Because that looks bad. I'd rather just say I'm a level 16 or Soul Assassin's a level 5,000 because, you know, he has to do it all in one day. but you guys, you know what I mean? You can have achievements that give you something, points if you want to say that build up toward a level. I think the part that I'm starting to dislike is this whole 1,000 out of 1,000, 800 out of 1,000. Because when you have 1,000 of 1,000 and DLC comes out, now you're 1,000 out of 1,250. It's almost like you didn't play as hard, or you know, you're not as good at the game.
Well, that's only if you care. I mean, you could totally not care about achievements and just play the game,
Right. Well,
basically.
that's
I mean,
kind of
you.
that's where I'm at. I don't care. Like I said, I think it's neat. I'm getting close to 20,000, but I'm at 20,000. I've had my Xbox for going on 3, 4 years now, and I play the game to play it, and which is fun. I'm just trying to think of another way to make achievements interesting because I think they're starting to lose the neatness of them. They need to start coming out with a twist, like I said, like levels or ranks or something different. I was just trying to think of something that could be changed on them to
The thing
make them fun again.
I use achievements mostly for is once I'm playing a game and I kind of got bored of it or it's wearing out on me, I'll look at the achievement and see what can I still achieve, and that gives me more that basically I play more of the game to get that achievement. But aside from that, I don't really have any games that I just get for achievements, or usually I don't even look at achievements. Before I start playing it, I just play it until I'm bored of it, sick of it, whatever, till I don't know anything to play, and then I'll look at the achievements, see what I can get
All
to
right.
get more value out of the game. And as long as that still works for me, I mean, it depends, of course, on how easy the achievements are to get.
Right.
Because if you can get them all, if you can get all 1,000 out of the 1,000 in 5 minutes. They shouldn't. I personally, I think they shouldn't allow that to happen. They should at least make you play a part of the game and not just poop, like pop it in and you get the full 1,000.
Yeah. And I mean that's not going to go away even the way I'm thinking. That's still going to be there. You're still going to see your achievement. You're still going to know what you have to go through. It's still going to have a point value. It's just a thing of, hey, you know, I've got this. I guess the part that's getting me is that I got 100 out of 1,000, or Kyle has 5 out of 1,000. I mean, if the game's horrible and you got one achievement, you got 5 out of 1,000. How about just say you have 5 that goes to your total? And then he's a level 37. It almost the way, I guess, if you've tried the Halo, what am I thinking of? The thing on the Xbox.
Hello, Waypoint.
Yeah, Waypoint. You know, they just calculate all the achievements that you've gotten in all the Halo games, and they give you tiers, like awards, and tier of an award, like I'm a tier 2 in this, tier 1 in this, and like Kyle, what's your level?
42.
42, I'm like a 30 something. Like that there, I kind of like that. It shows all the achievements, it shows the points value of them, and they pretty much just go toward a rank.
So
And it's,
basically just a rank, like a ranking system that
yeah.
you can rank up by getting gamer score.
Yeah. Yeah. And get rid of, and each game can still have 1,000. A game could have 1,200 based on, you know, DLC. But the whole point that you're pretty much removing is that you got 5 out of 1,250 or 5 out of 1,500, you know, things like that. It's just, you have 5. And 5. You know, to get you to level, like think of it this way, to get you to level from level 25 to 30, say you need 100 gamer score. You can put in five different games and get a 100 gamer score total. But in today's world, just the way it's based, if you put in five games, you're going to have 20 out of 1,000, 10 out of 1,000, 50 out of 1,000. You know, it's going to look like it just looks weird. I don't know. I'm just trying to think a way to spark something to make them fun again. If you know what I mean. Does that make sense, or am I just rambling on?
It kind of makes sense. And I get where you're coming from with the out of 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see why people could get annoyed by that if they see that they only have 5 out of 1,000.
Right. And it's not like you can hide that. That's just the way the score, that's how it works. And Kyle's like 90, what's your gamer score, Kyle?
95,919.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a lot of gamer. Mine's only 20,000. But if Kyle looks and he's a rank 75 or level 75 and I'm a level 13, I mean, that, I don't know, I just think that looks better.
Doesn't look as bad.
It's not as bad. I mean, it's not going to bother me that I'm only a 13, but I know if I wanted to, I could game fly 50 different games and get 100 gamer score in each one of them, and I could catch up with him. But in today's world, that would be like, hey, you have a bunch of 5-point achievements out of 1,000. You're pretty much a 5% gamer and yada, yada, yada. So I don't know. It was just something I'd figure if you guys had a chance to change anything on it. I mean, what would you do? So I just wanted to see what you said.
The thing that I will like is basically what most games do it, but that Microsoft should just make some sort of rule or just guidelines or strict guidelines where you can have a couple easy achievements, a bunch of medium, and there's one or two for like the hardcore players, and that every game just keeps to that.
Mm-hmm.
So that there's a balance in all games, all the games' achievements are pretty much as like the same difficulty to get. I like that.
Yeah.
And because I'm not bothered if I have like 950 out of 1,000, I don't really care if I don't have those 50 because I don't play the game like every day for 2 hours. I wouldn't get bothered by that. But
Yeah. But that's all I had. I mean, I just, you know, maybe it's something on the forum somewhere or out there somewhere, maybe tell us what you think or how you'd feel about making changes or anything like that. I mean, I don't see Microsoft changing it, so I just wanted to put that question out there.
Send a talk box in if you got anything to add.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But Kyle, do you want to start our friends list?
The newbie should probably, well, I mean, we can alternate.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll start it out.
I opened my big mouth and people have answered, so we have 11 questions this week.
So it's all right. We enjoy the questions, so we'll turn through these, hopefully answer some questions and maybe open people's eyes to the light. All right, first one from Madison, maybe not. First one from Madison. What do you think of the recent developments at Infinity Ward? Do you think Activision is the evil empire? I think we pretty much answered that first question.
Yes, that's an easy one for you.
Do you think that Activision is an evil empire? Pretty sure we answered that one as well, but just in case it wasn't clear cut, I'll say yes. Run?
Yeah, I think they're probably the worst out of all them. They're the new EA, put it that way.
They're the new EA, even though EA is still EA.
Yeah, I'm a huge EA fan, and I've always supported EA when everybody pretty much hated them for a lot of the stuff that they did. Of course, I was younger when they were doing all the bad stuff, and they're getting more to quality over versus quantity, but Activision is quantity over quality, and they really just don't care who they hurt along the way. So they are the new EA, but they are the evil empire.
Didn't you buy all the 5 Guitar Hero games last year?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't own one Guitar Hero game. So I own a Rock Band. So what's Esben, you want to take the next one?
Yeah, sure, I'll take the next one. Next one is from Trainwreck. Recently, I've been wishing that I could leave a custom away message that would show up to my friends on their friends list. I'd like to be able to say, looking for a new Borderlands, looking to play new Borderlands DLC tonight, message me if you want to play. Or, can't play multiplayer now, need to be able to pause my game because I'm watching my son. I know I can change my slogan, but I'd really like something like the away message functionality on Facebook. Do you guys think Microsoft should implement something like this, or do you think it would be a waste of time? Also, this show needs more of me, meaning Soul Assassin. I liked Ravi and Christoph's guest hosting too. All right. First off, thank you.
You got what you wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got my second fan. I remember the first time I came on, I got my first fan. So I'll send you a link to my fan page.
I think Trainwreck's just bored with everybody else. Thanks, Trainwreck.
I should create one of those fan pages on Facebook.
You'll have two fans.
Yes.
Maybe three. Maybe I'll be a fan of you.
See, there we go. We already have four.
Your popularity has doubled within the last couple of minutes. Tripled even.
Yeah. All right, so the question itself, what do you guys think? Should they? I mean, I don't know. I don't use any of the like away messages or stuff like that that they have on live. If I'm not there, I just won't. I don't know, people won't get offended if I do not respond to them, because they probably know that I'm not there.
Well, I know that, I mean, with Windows Messenger, I don't use it, but I know you can set an away message, blah, blah, blah. I mean, the only thing that I could see them doing is maybe, like, you could set, like, this is really going back to my IMing days, but you could set an away message, like, right under your motto. If you actually clicked on something, but I mean, I don't actually click on someone's page. I just pressed X to invite them to my party and game, you know, without looking at what their page is or whatever. I mean, you could change your motto. He's already aware of that, but nobody's probably going to bother to look at it. They're still going to shoot you the invite anyways. And then if you're like me, 30 seconds later, be up. I guess he doesn't want to join my party. So, yeah, I don't think they'll do something like that unless they turn into this huge, you know, IMing instant messaging type of platform, because it's hard enough to send a message to somebody, let alone, you know, set up custom away messages and forwarding and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what you're looking for, is being able to set up like 5 canned messages, which, you know, PC games have done that a lot, you know, for years. You can put a message in, and if you hit F5 or whatever, it would do your canned message that you could edit. That's probably something that can be done. I mean, I wouldn't see why not, programmatically speaking. You know, it's something that obviously Microsoft would want to change, or would want to change, and you have to find the screen space and how you're going to get it updated and whatnot. I think it's a good idea, though. I kind of like that. I use the away stuff every once in a while. Basically, if I'm popping on to watch a movie, I kind of try sometimes to set myself to offline because I don't receive messages when I'm watching movies. So, but I think it's a cool idea.
I could see one thing being useful, that is, like, if they give you more of a categorized friends list, where if your like status is set to away, you'll pop into the away section where all the other people are away, and only have an offline one, and
like an IM
are online. Yeah, basically like that.
Yeah, grouping.
Well, they already kind of do that with Xbox.com when you're looking at your friends list, and sometimes on your friends list on your Xboxes, those will be like the last people online because normally it's alphabetical. But you'll scroll down, and then there will be people that are away and busy or whatever. But I think that it'd be kind of cool to have like a vacation autoresponder or something like that. Like if you send somebody a message or a party invited, immediately kick back a message that said, "Hey, I'm, you know, washing dishes," or "Hey, I'm on vacation for 3 weeks," you know, that type of deal. So that would be kind of cool to have.
That'd be cool, yeah.
So, all right, Brun, you got the next of Trainwreck's questions.
All right. I'm sure Infinity Ward is a topic of conversation on this week's podcast. Good guess, Trainwreck. So if you haven't answered this yet, who, if anyone, do you think will benefit from the firings at Infinity Ward?
EA.
EA, mm-hmm. Microsoft, Sony. Pretty much these guys could probably write their own ticket anywhere. I would say DICE would be a heck of a place to start.
Well, they'll probably be happy.
Yeah. Also,
pretty much everybody
Epic?
That's ever
Epic
made
would be a good one. Gears of War.
Yeah.
I mean, Epic needs, I think, some help with some Gears of War stuff. Definitely the online.
Well, I'm thinking of if the two main guys of Infinity Ward and Infinity Ward ends up breaking away from Activision, that's you know, a whole it's a whole genre of games. You know, good games from Activision that don't exist anymore. Sure, Infinity Ward's going to be putting out new games, but, you know, Medal of Honor looks a lot better, in my opinion, right now than Call of Duty does.
Cool. But, there you go. Next, Kyle.
All right, another question from Trainwreck. Sorry about the flooding the friends list with questions, but I have to say that Halo Reach gameplay looks awesome. I know it's a day one purchase for Kyle and probably Brun, but what about Wing and Rob? P.S. And notice how I said Wing and not Mark. I do that all the time as well.
We all do.
Unfortunately, they're both not here to answer that. And yeah. I'm not sure if Halo Reach is a day one purchase, but it's made by Bungie and it's Halo, so it probably will be.
It's going to be for me, so.
But yeah, we'll have to save this question for next week because they're both not here.
So,
All right. Soul?
Well, that was short.
Yep.
let's see.
Well, Soul, is it a day one purchase for you?
Yeah, probably. I'll get it. Day one.
Hey, include me so we can beat it in the first hour of the day, seeing that you can't.
Well,
you'll be at work.
Yeah.
Hey, you're gonna be on at 6 a.m. your time.
Oh.
All
right.
You'll be driving.
Yeah. It's funny. Like usually when I get home and I look at my Twitter, I see like the first thing that's up there is Brun saying going off to work again.
Yeah. 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Anyways, Captain Hook says, "Hey guys, I hope everybody's having a good week. My question is, what is your favorite game that has been made into a movie? I have to say, I enjoyed the Resident Evil movies. So, I did my homework. The only other ones aside from Resident Evil movies that I came up with are Max Payne and Hitman." Those were the ones that were okay.
I didn't mind Hitman.
I didn't even think of that. Hitman's not bad. I can't think of any video game movie that's been worth a darn.
Yeah. You have a lot of movies that actually have video games with them, but...
Yeah, not the other way around.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Max Payne?
Yes, I have.
Did you like it?
It was okay.
Yeah, I never saw that movie. I can't wait for Max Payne 3, but I don't think I ever saw Max Payne the movie.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of slow motion in it, so.
Yeah,
I heard that's like the main portion of the
bullet
game.
Time.
I was about to call it tequila time. Shout out to Wing.
Nice.
But anyway,
I was expecting a lot of 300 action in that movie. Where it's like a lot of slow motion speeding up and.
Yeah, I mean that's all what Max Payne's about.
Yeah.
And then when I heard that, I was like, I'm not going to see that movie. So.
My turn.
Next.
Dark Defender. What are your opinions on Toy Soldiers? I'm downloading the demo. I actually haven't played it yet, so I might have to answer this next week.
I think I'll defer this one as well. I honestly have no interest in it at all, but I'll download the demo and give it a try. I'm really just looking forward to Perfect Dark in less than 2 weeks, so it's going to be awesome.
Actually, Mr. Dark Defender, tell us for next week how you like it, and tell me if you think it's overpriced. I heard the price on it, and I was just like, you know, it may be fun. It looks fun, but 1,200 points is kind of a lot now to me. But
yeah, I haven't played it myself. I was planning to pick it up before they announced the release date, and it just happened to be that it came out a day after Battlefield Bad Company 2 came out. So if it came out earlier or a lot later, I would have picked it up. But I'm gonna download the demo right now. I forgot there was a demo for it. So I'm definitely going to try it out.
Cool. Next, Kyle.
All right. We've got In the Zone. Favorite ever controller design from the forum member formerly known as Pyromaniac.
Yeah. In the Zone is formerly Pyromaniac.
Yeah.
I know my favorite controller design. I was talking about this today at work. My favorite controller design is the Xbox 360 controller, with the exception of the D-pad.
Yeah, if they improve the D-pad. So. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the 360 as well, just because it's quite simple. I mean, if you want to go simple, you could go Nintendo or, you know, Super Nintendo or something, but the 360 controller is pretty solid. I'm not a big fan of the PS3s and the Wii, give me a break. N64s was bad, and probably runner-up would actually be the slim design, the small design of the Xbox controller. The Big Daddy Xbox controller was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the slim one, it wasn't bad, and having the white and black buttons up at the top taking the place as the right bumper and left bumper, I think I'd have to agree with you. Sol?
Yeah, I have to agree with you guys. 360 is so far the best one I've had.
Cool.
Can see me using anything else, especially one of the PlayStation ones. Shooting with the bumpers, is not working for me.
Yeah, but that, I mean, some of those preferences can be changed. The PS3 controller is not that bad. My biggest argument for the PS3 controller, there's two, is the triggers. I like the triggers of the 360. They don't like feel like they fold under. But the thumbsticks being the same level side by side.
I don't like that.
I like the staggered thumbsticks. I just prefer that. So it helps me. You know, being left-handed and doing certain things makes me have trouble with, helps me separate, basically. It's kind of what I'm saying. But that's cool. Who's up? Am I up?
You.
Let's see. Convoy. Given that Bad Company 2 came out this week, which type of online shooter do you prefer? The lone wolf type of Modern Warfare 2 and Halo, or the squad-based team-focused type of Battlefield or Bad Company 2? The later being in relation to conquest and rush game types. I think I know I prefer Bad Company 2 multiplayer over Modern Warfare 2. You can only hear your squad of three players, so the goofball, singer, racist player are greatly reduced relative to other games. Look forward to hearing your opinions. So guys, team deathmatch, lone wolf, or squad-based, team-focused? What do you guys prefer? Kyle?
I prefer... Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Your new name's Kyle. Go ahead.
So, no, no,
sweet.
Go ahead, so.
I got a new name now.
All right.
Well, I prefer the squad-based one. Not just... I mean... I don't know. You could call Modern Warfare 2 or Halo squad based as well, depending on how you play, of course. But Bad Company 2 definitely has more focus on squads. I've had a ton of matches where just my squad was dominating the match, and if I went to the bathroom, we lost like all our control points because one of our just because the squad was dysfunctioned, it wasn't doing anything or like it wasn't. Doing the things it used to be doing right, just you notice it a lot more than in Modern Warfare 2 or Halo. Where if one person doesn't cooperate within the squad, you see the whole game falling apart.
Yep.
Just before we started recording, I had this very intense squad team deathmatch on Bad Company 2, and I was with a good squad because we had four players actually playing and talking. That was really fun, so I recommend a combo. You trying that out? Squad team deathmatch is—it's really fun if you got a good squad.
Kyle, what do you prefer?
Yeah, I would say I prefer squad based, but I've got to put a little caveat, like Soul did, which is I gotta play with people that I know and that are in it to be. Good teammates. And I mean, even with a squad, you can have a very dysfunctional squad that just, you know, is basically a squad of lone wolves that
yeah.
They just kind of do whatever they want. And I find that sometimes myself will do that. I mean, I think we all have a tendency sometimes to just do whatever we want. Like a flag just gets taken, you know, we want to rush over there, but our squad is on the other side of the map trying to hold, you know, a point. So, I mean, to me, I tend to be a lone wolf, like, when playing a game, but if I had a couple people that I knew and were good, you know, we worked well together, then definitely playing squad base is a lot more fun, a la Gratu co-op map packs.
Yep. I'm squad base as well, so I just... I like when you have a good team working together and you know, you have your squad leader and everybody's in it to win and go from there. So I'm squad based as well. Next.
I guess next one is from Voodoo. Do you think we gave you plenty of questions this week to make up for not having any last podcast? We'll answer that one first. This is a two-parter. So did we get enough questions this week?
Sure. I like it. I like having
absolutely.
About this many. So thank you.
Do we want to challenge them for more?
No.
No,
yeah.
we
send out that challenge, Soul, since you know you're not going to be here next week.
Mm-hmm. We know our listeners are very much up to the task.
Yep.
All right. So the second part is also what game could you not live without? You must play it once every few days.
Hmm.
I know I tend to once I'm done with the newer games, I tend to go back to the GTA 4 free mode and mess around in that. So I guess I would have to say GTA 4.
I'm thinking probably a Battlefield game or NHL, one of those two. I can't narrow it down to one. But I have to play like hockey or a Battlefield game every couple of days, basically. So, Grawl 2 would have been a good one as well.
Yeah, I rarely ever really go back and play games. I think the longest one has either been like Rock Band 2 or FIFA's pretty fun. Sports games kind of always keep you coming back as long as it's been within a year and the new one's not out.
Yeah.
But with Gamefly, it's so tough to go back to other games, you know, older games that you've been playing and you want to go back and play because A, you've got a game in the mail already, and B, chances are that there's no one else that's going to share that same interest unless you get a group together to play it. So, yeah, it's tough, but I just kind of go with whatever's out. But Rock Band 2 is probably the one that I've played the longest now for every so often, not every few days, though.
All right. Who's up?
Probably myself.
Okay.
Dark Defender said, okay, since the Toy Soldiers question will probably be discussed. So four games out May 18th. Red Dead Redemption, Alan Wake, Lost Planet 2, Split Second. What game or games are you interested in getting? What are you most interested in? So it's a two-parter. And you can also add the 17th. Perfect Dark comes out on the Xbox Live Arcade. Yeah, that's the list, and that will be the game that I'm getting. And out of those four, I've got Red Dead Redemption on my Gamefly and Alan Wake. But out of those four titles, he also posted in the forums, and I posted, I bet half of them or all of them will get delayed yet again. So I don't have high hopes for any of these titles to make it to their May 18th release date.
Mine would be, I don't know about getting, but renting for sure. Alan Wake, and I've also heard Split Second's pretty good, or looks pretty cool. So, but Alan Wake for both the questions, I'm definitely renting that or buying it, and that's the one I'm most interested in.
Wait, sorry, I don't know what I'm thinking. May 18th is not March 19th, so
yeah,
or May March whatever. So it's late. So yeah, completely throw up. Perfect Dark will be. I'll be still playing it, but it will be long released by then. So Red Dead Redemption, Alan Wake for me.
Yeah, I'm not getting any of them yet. I don't know for sure, but I'm most interested at the moment. I'm most interested in Red Dead Redemption. I'm still waiting. It depends for me. It depends if that game has an online free mode where you can mess around and do whatever you want, if I'm getting it or not. I'm waiting for the multiplayer details before I decide if I'm going to get it or not.
So it's a Rockstar game. Need I say more?
Yeah.
For you at least.
I just want to hear it that they're doing a free mode, and if they do a free mode, I'll be getting it.
What are you going to do, like, try to compete for the sheriff of, like, different towns?
I'm going to ride on horses and shoot people.
Start up your own business.
Yeah, yeah, my own mercenary business in the Red Dead Redemption world.
Alright. Cool. My turn, right? Last question. In the Zone says, hi guys, I was disappointed to find that Zunes do not ship where he's at. So what doesn't ship to you that you want? Soul?
We'll start with Soul Assassin.
I was going to say, start with Soul.
Let's see. I was really bummed out that I had to wait an extra day on Bad Company 2.
Oh, so, man.
Release dates.
Yeah, because, you know, getting to 22 or 23. Whew. Needed that extra day.
I could have been 30 by now.
Nice.
No,
now he's going to blame it on us because we're taking 2 hours of his time up recording the show. He could have been 30 tonight.
Right.
No, I'd probably be sleeping. But I know Zune. I've looked for Zunes. I know they don't ship here either. So I'm kind of disappointed that Zunes don't ship here. Anything else? I can't really think of anything else not shipping here. So.
All right, Kyle.
There's actually something. There's a game that is only released in Japan. It's called Learn English, and it's very easy gamer score, and I totally want it. Or, no, I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, Learn English from Japan. I want that game. If anybody's got a lead to it, let me know. And a region-free copy. But, yeah, that's the only thing I can think of, because America, we pretty much get anything we want.
All right. Yeah, I can't even think of anything, actually. So, maybe, you know what? I wish that I could get a BMW that wasn't regulated. So, here in the United States, most of our vehicles are capped at 120 miles an hour.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they have throttle regulators on them. You can find a way to take them off, but if you do that, you can actually get your car taken away. So, but I know, like, elsewhere, definitely, like, in Germany and things like that, they're just wide open, so. But that'd be one. It'd probably be a car related of some sort for me, I guess. But that's all I had. That's all I had, and I think that's all the questions. So. All
right, Rob, take us away. Oh, wait.
Yeah. I think I might try this one this week and see if I can do it right.
All
right. So.
Just make sure.
Follow on Twitter. Oh, okay. Make sure.
Gamer card.
Join our gamer card.
There you go.
Follow us on Twitter or Facebook. So if you want to send us an email, it's contact@thisxboxlife.com. Or check out the site. There's also a link to our forums in Friday Night Life. So it's main site, www.thisxboxlife.com. We'll take some reviews on the Soon Marketplace. Do reviews. It does, right? And as well as on iTunes. So
I don't know.
I know iTunes
does.
Yep. So let us know what you think. And send more questions, and we'll be back next week. Rob and Wing should be back. And I think that's
and I
all.
Won't.
And yes, sorry. We'll get you back on again, so you're the filler now, so you've been with us long enough. But I think that's it. So I'm Brun, BJSwick33, and I'm out of here.
And I'm Kyle, aka Marana Cow. Thanks again, Sol, for sitting in on this episode, giving us some good Battlefield Bad Company insight. And I'm out to go set up my new speaker system I got.
Alright, well, you guys are ready. You guys are welcome for me coming on. Love to get on.
Thanks, Sol.
I know. I love to get on. So I will see everybody in the future, and you will hear me in the future. So
it's 6:30 where you're at, so
yeah, 6:30.
Should be up by now.
This is Esmond, aka Soul Assassin 808. Good night, everyone.
And I'm Devil 24.
By the show's out, he's gonna be 30.
Yeah. So alright. We're slowing him down. He's on his way to 50.
Alright. Yeah, I'm putting it up right now.
Alright. Good night, everybody.